Good morning. What an awesome feeling to be up here and just how the Lord works things out. And just like, you know, I didn't look at the lesson. Things was put on my heart when I hit that deer, and I want to touch on that. But if I was going to tell you I want to preach on a nut right now, what would you think? We're in church right now, so you're going to have to really be honest. It's not you thinking of me, right? But you think if Ron was on. Ron is the only one that's honest right now. But I'm going to preach on a black walnut, okay? And coming home from where I work at in Calhoun County, November 27th, you know, the things have been pressed on me that I want to go further. I want to do more. And I just couldn't get the breakthrough. So I just continue to pray and pray. And up to that point, you know, other people's praying for me because I'm trying to reach something that maybe I know is attainable only through the Lord Jesus Christ. Only through the blood of the cross is it attainable. So I continue to lift the Lord up. But coming home that night, I kept asking the Lord, you know, what do I have to do? And, what, you know, thinking about what do we have to do as Christians? And Jason touched on it, the whole message today, and it's about the heart, okay? About the heart. Well, how we have to have the heart to talk to the Lord and everything. And so as I'm coming home, the Lord said, he reminds me of the message that Dave had spoke on, and I'm going to read it, but I'm going to get in my message in a minute. But 2 Chronicles on chapter 20, it says, "And when he had consulted with the people, he appointed singers to the Lord, and that they should praise the beauty of holiness as they went out before the army, and to say, praise the Lord, for his mercy endureth forever. And when they began to sing and praise the Lord set ambushments against the children of Ammon, Moab, and the Mount Seir, which were come against Judah, and they were smitten." So what does that tell me, Ken Cedar, that I have to do? I have to lift the Lord's name up. I have to praise the Lord all the time, no matter what I'm in, no matter what I'm facing, I have to lift him up. So in that little car as I'm driving home, I'm praising the Lord. And I know where the Lord hit me. I'm preaching to myself on the way home, and I preach better in the car or in the bed than I do right now. But I'm going to lift it up because that's what he says. I have to do that, and we have to do that. We said Wednesday night, we say it quite often, I can't wait till the white hankies come out. I finally found one and put one in my back pocket. But we have to lift the Lord up, praise him all the time. That's where our strength comes in. That's where our strength comes from when we lift him up all the time. You know, when Sue and Rodney and Mike are picking up these black walnuts, do they think that God was using them for a message? No. Do we think when we testify or we shake someone's hand or we talk about the Lord or whatever we might be doing, Greg passes honey out, there's a message in that, several messages in that. Everything that we do, there's a message. God's majesty is everywhere that we look. And there's a place in this black walnut. As I was breaking it open, there's a message. I wrote it down. I'm going to go by just for a little bit, but I always will come back to how the Lord's anoints me on preaching the message. So we're going to go to Jeremiah 18, chapter 1. Chapter 18, verse number 1. I said that, almost said that backwards like I did Wednesday night. Jeremiah 18, we're going to read 1 through 6. And I always wanted to be talking as we stand when you find the Jeremiah 18, verse number 1. We're always going to be talking this morning like Jason was talking about the heart of Paul, seeking God's will. Jeremiah 18, 1 through 6. "The word which came to Jeremiah from the Lord saying, arise and go down to the potter's house, and there I will cause thee to hear my words. Then I went down to the potter's house, and behold, he wrought a work on the wheels. And the vessel that he made of clay was marred in the hand of the potter. So he made it again another vessel and seemed good to the potter to make it. Then the word of the Lord came to me saying, O Israel, cannot I do with you as the potter? Saith the Lord, behold, as the clay is the potter's hand, so are ye in my hand, O house of Israel. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for this atmosphere. Thank you so much for the Word of God. Thank you so much for the people that's got to come out this morning, Lord. Maybe this one that's listening by radio and maybe by car, Lord. Give them a special blessing, Lord. Always continue to anoint my heart, my mind, and my lips, God. Always save the soul nearest hell. Go with me in Christ Jesus' name that I do pray, and amen. You know, we're talking about, as he talks to Jeremiah here, you know what, as the Lord gives me this message, I have no idea what scripture I'm reading. I have no idea. I just know that it's from the Lord. I just know where I'm supposed to go with the black walnut. And I'm thinking, how in the world can we get a message out of black walnut? Because it's been working on me ever since I was cracking those things. When they picked them up and they gave them to me, and then all of a sudden, you're thinking, how in the world does a walnut have to do with Christianity? How does a walnut, because what? It has a heart. It has a flesh. He opened it up, correct? First of all, the tree gets watered. We as Christians need to come to church. We get water. We get water by what? The Word of God. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the Word of God. We get water. We listen to it on the radio, sometimes on the TV. But whoever, Christ says, but whosoever drinketh the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be to him a well of water springing up to everlasting life. It gets watered. We get watered. We continue to serve the Lord. Paul continued to reach out, no matter what situation he was in, he reached out to please the Lord, to help win souls for Jesus Christ. Lambs make lambs. We continue to do that. Tree gets sunshine. Speak unto the Aaron, unto his sons, saying, on this wise you shall bless the children of Israel, and saying unto them, the Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Sunshine, you can spell it S-O-N. I like spelling it that way. We get sunshine from the Word of God. The Word became flesh. Christ dwelt among us in the flesh. 100% God, 100% man. We get sunshine from him. We still with the black walnut, correct? We haven't touched it, right? We haven't touched it yet. Still on the tree. The tree produces fruit. This is going through me as I'm hitting this. I mean, things are going through me, but it hasn't really resonated with me that there's scripture to back this up that says, hey, this is my majesty. These individuals pick this up for you. It's right here, focused, just like when I preached on the tractor. It was right there in front of me, and I didn't recognize it till I sat there, looked at it, drinking a cup of coffee, and there it was. God says, there's your message. Amen. We need to look at God and Christ in everything that we do. It's there. Again, the tree produces fruit. Abide in me and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself except abide in the vine. No more can ye except ye abide in me. I am the vine, ye are the branches. Ye that abide in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me you can do nothing. For a man abideth not in me, he cast forth of the branch and is withered, and men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. We need to stay plugged in, Jason continued to say. Paul continued to go toward the prize, Rose, I couldn't think of her name for a minute. Rose could say, we could see that goalpost. We could see where we're going. We could see that. We can continue to keep that in front of us, not behind us. A abiding in Christ. And then the fruit or the hulls fall to the ground. Now you guys know is every time we drive by a road, even a country road, we see them hulls on the road all the time. You run over them, right? Or you say, what's a tree like that doing right next to the road? I could say that about deer all the time. I could go in the woods and I just make a little sound with my foot. Boy, their ears come up, their tails, and they snort and they're gone. But if they're by the road, you could drive by them all day long. Don't bother them a bit. It's just pretty silly. But the fruit and the hulls fall to the earth. When Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given to me to heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I command you, and lo, I am with you always, even into the end of the world. Christ, we have to continue to help win souls for Jesus Christ. That's our goal, Matthew 28. That's our goal. That's what we need to do. Some halls never split open. How many times people come to church and you hear, Dave testified not very long ago and said that the woman from 19th Avenue or wherever it was at said that she was there a long time, 40-some years, never was saved. She was never split open. She was never got to the heart of that nut, never got to the heart of that Christian. Some halls get kicked. We feel like we get kicked once in a while, right? But they picked the walnuts up for me, what do? I put them in the gravel like everybody else does, right? And they run over them. You run over them. People, we get run over all the time as Christians, right? We get run over. Doesn't really feel good because there's a purpose, suffering for Christ. Do we feel abused at times? We get run over because we're sticking up for Christ. In carnal mind, we're in the flesh, we're going to feel that way. Paul, continue to go forward in this. This is why this lesson just feels right into the preaching message, because Paul, great example. Although Jesus Christ is our example. You know, once these things get ran over, kicked, whatever, what do? I put some gloves on. You know why? Because I'm going to get stained, right? I know that if I pick that nut up with gloves on so I don't get black stuff on me, someone like sin. I'm thinking this. God's working on me. Even they have no idea. The individuals pick them walnuts up for me. What's going on? You have no idea what you're doing to another individual when you try to help them, witness to them. Anything for the love of God, the love of Jesus Christ, you have no idea, but do it, because there's going to be your reward. You're not seeing it, and that's okay. If we get that reward and we see, we're not going to get it when we don't see it. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not know the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. In blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses from all sin. So as I'm picking these things up, I don't want to get things, stuff on me. So, and when I say unto the wicked one, thou shalt surely die, and thou givest him not warning. We hear this, we've read this quite often. Ezekiel, we talk about this often. If we don't warn people, that sin will be on us. When I say unto the wicked, thou shalt surely die, and thou givest him not warning, nor speakest to warn the wicked from his wicked way to save his life, the same wicked man shall die in his iniquity, but his blood would be required at thy hand. Ezekiel. We need to warn people. You know, we need to warn people what's coming. Amen? We need to warn people. Now you have the outside of the nut. It's rough, it's prickly. Ain't some Christians that way, huh? Even some churches. Sometimes before we even born again, we seem rough and stubborn. I put it out loud like that because Sometimes I'm pretty stubborn. Amen. I mean, we have to look to Christ, like that song. We keep going back to that song, Christ alone. Nothing to do with me. You know, I'm bragging on the Lord when I say there's two Catholic boys today preaching out of the same Bible. It's the same day. One in New Mexico and one in West Virginia. Praise the Lord. Amen. Man, that's a shout right there, man. I'm telling you. If you knew where we come from, I'm saying, but it's the same thing. It's sin. It's where you come from. It's a person that's not born again. It's the same sin because we didn't worship the same God. We didn't worship Jesus Christ. But I want to praise the Lord for that. Nothing that we've done. It's all through the blood of Jesus Christ that he's picked us up out of this miry clay and put us on a solid rock that we could worship the Lord together. And again, some of us like that today. We're kind of stubborn. You know, afterwards, I have to let them dry. Sometimes we hit good messages in the morning, don't we, Jeremy? Amen. Praise the Lord. You know, and even on, you know, I let them dry, and I'm thinking, Lord, and it didn't hit me yet till that night I was driving home, and I'm going to have to go to Exodus like Brian Baer did. I mean, messages resonate with me because it's the working, it's a sanctification in our life that we continue to go forward. And it says in Exodus, and the Lord said unto Moses, come up to me into the mount and be there. And I'm thinking, now wait a minute, I'm thinking about why do I have to dry these out? Because one of the things, they're wet, they've got residue of the hall, okay? They've got residue that are not really, you can tell they're prickly. They got some slime on them yet if they've been wet in the rain. But the Lord says, and the Lord said unto Moses, come up to the mount and be there, and I'll give thee give thee tablets of stone in the law and the commandments which I have written, that thou mayest teach them. And Moses rose up and his minister Joshua, and Moses went up into the mount of God. And he said unto the elders, tarry ye here for us until we come again unto you. Now the elders stayed. And behold, Aaron and Ur are with you. If any man have any matters to do, let him come unto them. And Moses went up to the mount, and a cloud covered the mount. I'm going to stop right there just for a second. We'll read one more verse after this. But Moses stopped. He's being dried. This is in Exodus 24:15. In verse 16, and the glory of the Lord abode upon Mount Sinai, and the cloud covered it 6 days. And the seventh day he called Moses out of the midst of the cloud. Now that resonated with me, because why am I letting this nut dry? Why am I letting this nut dry? Why didn't Moses have to wait 6 days in the cloud? As Brian Baer talked, as he taught, and he taught this, preached this, he said it was to get Egypt out of Moses. Amen. I mean, what is it going to have to take for us as Christians to be in the sanctuary, to rise up and be dried out enough to come to an old-fashioned altar to give ourselves to the Lord? Or you've been back so far, you don't know even what it's like to come to church. You don't know what it's like to sing in a song. You don't know what it's like to witness. At one time you did. I don't know. Where's it at? How long will God have to dry you out to get you up to him again, to bring you up to him again? He hasn't moved, but you've moved away. You're not doing what you need to do. That's up to you. That's going to have to be in your prayer life, in your prayer closet, in your reading, in your studying. Anything you're doing for the Lord, are you better off today than you was last year? You have to answer that question. Each and every one, I have to answer that question. I want to step up closer. As we're going home, I'm talking about home with the Lord. I want to be closer. I want to get closer to the Lord. So when I talk to somebody, when they shake my hand, I want to know who they are. I don't want to say, I didn't catch that in Bible study. I didn't catch that in the Bible. You know why? Because I didn't read it. I don't read it enough. I need to continue to stay plugged in. And I, what I have wrote down, Moses was getting prepared to meet God. And it took 6 days for Moses to get ready and to get Egypt out of Moses. Things that we've done in our life, what does it take? It don't take 6 days to get it out. It takes one thing, and that's the repentance of your soul to ask God for forgiveness for the blood of Jesus Christ that died on the cross for us. It don't take 6 days. But right now, Moses is getting dried, and that's what that nut was getting dried. It wasn't getting dried for me to crack it open, okay? God deals with us every week. And I wrote down about Saul, but Saul's been talked about a lot today. And I said, amen, that's okay. What did it take for Saul? How many times did it take? One time. He's shining light on chapter 9. Also, Paul repeats it back in 22 and 26 when he's talking to Agrippa. He witnesses just like he witnessed as a Jew, but stronger because the Lord Jesus Christ was in him. In Revelation, as the night is dried and ready to be dealt with, like us today, I knock on the outside. Does God knock on your heart? Does God say, hey, you need to do this, you need to do that? You mentioned it. Don't wait to January where most of them all fall apart and I'm going to read more, study more, kneel more, witness more. Do it now. Revelation 3:20, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and sup with him and he with me. Okay, let's get back to the nut now. I smack with a hammer, of course, sometimes one time, two times, three times, sometimes five. How many times does God knock on your heart? How many times did God knock on your heart to open the door to let him in? John, I am the door. By any man enter, shall be saved, shall go in and out and find pasture. So we got the door open. Now your heart is open this morning. We're talking about the fleshly heart. Jason touched on that as well. Finally, the nut gives way. The nut is opened up. The flesh of the nut or the fruit. It's opened. Ezekiel 36:26. A new heart also I'll give you. A new spirit will I put within you. And I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh. And I'll give you the heart of flesh. Now as God deals with me when I'm cracking them nuts open. And I'm trying to get that heart. I'm trying to get that open so I don't break that heart, that flesh. I open that up very gingerly, trying to get that out. So I get enough of that nut out so Candy can make me a cake. That's what I'm hoping for, praise the Lord. But I'm opening that up, and I'm thinking, what scripture, Lord? Where's this go to? Talking about the heart. We got a heart in Isaiah. But now, O Lord, thou art my Father. We are the clay, and thou art the potter. And we are all the work of thy hands. Going back for the first thing that I read in Jeremiah. We have a fleshly heart. As the Lord works with you, just like the potter, it goes back and forth. Are you pliable? Are you willing to be taught? Are you willing to serve the Lord? Are you willing to be all in like Paul was? I don't know. We need to be. As a church age comes to a close, as we continue to preach to the rapture, as we continue to preach that individuals continue to pass away, like Brother Bob, he's got his prize. He got his reward. He is in heaven with the Father. He is in heaven with the Son and the Holy Ghost. Are we looking for that? I don't know. We need to be. And we need to press on. Like the young individuals that's here this morning, we need to pass the mantle. We need to help pass the mantle. Not be 80 years old trying to pass the mantle. We need to pass it now, little at a time, like Elijah did to Elisha. We need to continue to pass that down. But you need to be able to have a heart that God could work with. I need to get out of my way, out of his way, so he could continue to work with me. Is it going to hurt? Absolutely. Anything is going to hurt when you have the world pressing on all the time on you. Things always is going to be resistant for a Christian. Because we are preaching Christ and him crucified is the only way to heaven. The death, burial, and the resurrection. The only thing that's going to get you to heaven is the blood of Jesus Christ. That's going to be a stigma in other people's religions, other people of the world, because the only thing they see is what's on the television, that everybody's going. All dogs go to heaven. I don't know. I know there's horses in heaven because I'm riding one back. Praise the Lord. And if you're born again Christian, you're riding one too. Amen. You see Tim Bell riding them all the time. Maybe he's getting ready. Again, if I want to just sum it up, I know food's outside. God is working with us today and every day. But you have to be pliable. We can't be stubborn. Can't be like a nut sometimes and never want to open. We have to be willing vessel. We have to be that servant that's willing. We have to be that pitcher that God could pour the Holy Spirit in us and continue to keep it full. We keep it full. He could work with us. Are you willing to let God work in your life? Or are you stubborn as a nut? Jesus said you must be born again in order to enter the kingdom of God. Are you at a point in life that you once served the Lord and the world's got a hold of you? And you backslid to a condition that, I don't know. The Lord's still there. He's still working with you. Just, you need to say, hey, here I am. It's like when Peter stepped out on the water. Save me. Save me, Lord. Help me. Help me. I want to be a better Christian. And I know everybody else wants to, but we have to be all in. We have to be willing to give up what the world has to offer. Is that hard? Absolutely. It's on every corner. But we have to. Because this thing, as we continue to preach, is wrapping up. It's not what I say. If you could look at it, you can look at it in the Bible. It's here. We never would think that this day would come to see that what we see today. You know, I always thought if I could ask my dad, man, can you imagine how the world is, Dad? This is what's going on, Dad. He'd be stunned, and he died in 15. How much has changed in that short period of time? We need to step up and continue. We see someone fall, pick them up. We need to edify each other, lift each other up. We need to help each other. Everybody's got a different place in here. Everybody's got the body of Christ. You could tell you the fingers, the eyes, the ears, the back, whatever it might be. You have an obligation as a Christian to win souls for Jesus and be part of the church, be part of the God, be part of this. But you have to want it more than what the world has to offer. And whatever your need might be this morning, the altar is always open. Pray with you. Amen.